The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Thursday, May 6th, 2010, and Presidential Release number 384. I begin with this announcement. Arlene Hill is excited about the birth of grandbabies. Not one, but two. She and Jim Gashel are the proud grandparents of Amelia Claire Costanza, born to Valerie and Sam Costanza, and Camden Reese Gashel, born to Eric and Miranda Gashel, all of Louisiana. Weighing 8 pounds and measuring 20 inches, everyone is fine, and the grandparents are excited and as proud as peacocks at the two new grandbabies. I have visited the University of South Carolina this week. I have been invited to come there. Dr. Donald Capps of South Carolina, who was designated a Doctor of the Federation a while ago, and Betty Capps, who was designated Spirit of the Federation a while ago, invited me to come to South Carolina because the University of South Carolina in Spartanburg offered me this week a doctorate, an honorary doctorate, recognizing the work of the National Federation of the Blind, and I very proudly received it. I stood on the stage in South Carolina. I was hooded with a doctoral hood. The chancellor of the university made remarks about the work of the National Federation of the Blind and indicated how excited the university is to honor what we have done in bringing greater opportunity to the blind. He put it in terms of what I have done, and I appreciated that very much, but I know very well that we have done this together, and so this doctorate that I am proud to have will be on display in my office. It represents our effort to change the world for blind people in the United States and beyond our borders. And it was delightful to be there. Dr. Capps worked this out, and Betty Capps had her birthday the day after the honorary doctorate was presented to me. It doesn't seem that she could be 79 years old, but happy birthday to Betty Capps. The convention is coming. We are staying at the Hilton Anatole Hotel at 2201 Stemmons Freeway, Dallas, Texas, 75207. You can make reservations there. In order to do so, you call 214-748-1200, and you ask for the room rate for the convention, which is a very good rate. It is desirable to get your reservations in. We hold the block of rooms until the 1st of June, and after that time, we don't hold them. The hotel can sell rooms if it wishes to do so after June 1st, but our block of rooms is only held until that time, so it's desirable to get these reservations made as soon as possible. This, by the way, is the last presidential release before our national convention. If you want to pre-register for the convention, you do so at nfb.org/registration. The cost for the banquet at registration is $40. The cost for the barbecue is $40. And the cost for registration itself is $15. If you wait until convention, you will pay $45, $45, and $20 for these things. So the price goes down before convention. If you wait until convention, there'll be a line for you to stand in, and furthermore, it will cost more. So I urge you to get your pre-registration now while you can. I have the joyful task of announcing that I have talked with Anil Lewis. He is the president of the National Federation of the Blind of Georgia. We are in need of having some help in getting some publicity out in the next year and a half, and we have other things to do. And so I have discussed with Anil Lewis the likelihood that he should come here to work with us on the staff of the Federation, and he has agreed to do so. He is starting on the 10th of May, which is, as you see, Monday. He said he was a little astonished at the speed with which we do things here, but he will be working to help promote publicity for the Race for Independence, which we are conducting at our 2011 convention, and Parnell Diggs will be chairing the committee that deals with our Imagination Fund and the Race for Independence. Here is an announcement from Parnell Diggs.
Thank you, Dr. Maurer, and greetings, fellow Federationists. It's a pleasure to be on the presidential release with you once again. Here it is, the month of May already. It's hard to believe that Dallas is approaching. It will be here before we know it. It is time to work harder than ever to do everything we can to make this year's Race for Independence a successful campaign. There are two things, fellow Federationists, that we need to be concentrating on. First of all, we need to get people registered to be Imaginators. Much of this should have been done already, of course, but we need to continue to find new Imaginators. And secondly, we need to work to make the asks. It's one thing to be registered for the Race for Independence, but we need to solicit contributions from people. There is no need to wait until we get to Dallas and just pull out your checkbook and write a check for $250. There is no need to do that when it is so easy to ask people to contribute to the Race for Independence. I have been talking with Imaginators, and as you might guess, some of us have already been making the ask during the 2010 campaign. People are sending out emails and letters, and they're talking with their friends and business associates, and many people are already getting contributions in. We have more than enough time, though, for additional contributions to come in, so we need to get busy between now and Dallas. We have not quite 2 months before the national convention, and we have a chance to have a huge Imagination Fund effort in 2010. And I have a thing here that you can receive if you are able to raise $250 or more. This is a special Race for Independence keychain, and it has a sound effect. And if you would like one of these keychains, you can raise $250 or more. And for every $250 you raise, we will add a key to this keychain, along with the backpack, the Race for Independence backpack at the $500 level, and the medallion at the $1,000 level. So we need to get those contributions in. And as a final incentive, fellow Federationists, at the Dallas Convention, we will be holding a series of Imagination Fund drawings. This will be for people who are registered for the 2010 Race for Independence and who have raised at least $250. If you would like to be in these drawings, you need to do those two things: register for the Race for Independence and raise $250 or more, and you will be in the drawing to win a series of prizes that we'll be giving away, ranging from a box of chocolate to dinner at the fancy restaurant at the top of the hotel at the Hilton Anatole. So you want to go ahead and register for the Race for Independence if you've not done so already and begin to raise your money. We will see you in Dallas. Let's race.
There are many activities at our national convention, and I have a slew of announcements here. This one says, "Are you a dancer? Are you not a dancer but willing and wishing to become one? Are you willing to learn something new and have fun? Come to salsa dance lessons and Latin dance party at our convention in Dallas. Come and get into the rhythm of the convention. Learn to dance salsa and dance the night away. Bring your partner or find one here. Group and individual instruction will be provided at any level of proficiency. Please come and support this fundraising event for the Spanish Translation Committee. There will be a $5 charge at the door. We are planning this event Saturday evening from 7:30 to 11. Check the agenda for the exact place. Have a special song request ready. Send it to Conchita Hernandez at Hernandez, that's H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z, Legoretta, L-E-G-O-R-R-E-T-T-A, at gmail.com. Have a great time at the convention, says Conchita Hernandez. And I have this. Join the Performing Arts Division at this year's convention as we celebrate our 10-year anniversary. Along with that, we will have with us our first Marianne Parks Scholarship winner, who will be given the scholarship at the talent show. We will also be selling an anniversary CD with the best of the past talent shows, and we will be taking submissions for Volume 2 of our Sound Insight album project. All submissions for the album should be professionally recorded and be no longer than 5 minutes. You can give them to us at the convention, and you can submit songs that will be announced at the division meeting on July 5th. If you have any questions, please call Dennis Sumling, and the telephone number is 347-948-4445. Here is an announcement from Angela Wolf, who is president of the National Federation of the Blind of Texas. The Texas affiliate has arranged a convention rate with Super Shuttle for Federationists to get from the airport to the hotel and back for the national convention. Attendees will receive the rates of $14 one way or $26 round trip when booking online or by calling 1-800-258-3826 and referencing group code ZHDX7. We look forward to seeing everybody at the Texas Convention, says Angela Wolf. There is an online way to get at the registration for the Super Shuttle, which is rshuttle, that's rshuttle.com/group/trip/details@ASPX. Here is an announcement from Michael Hingson. Any veteran requesting the purchase of a KNFB Reader Mobile can now designate the Michael Hingson Group as the vendor of choice with their VIST coordinator. We are now registered with the Veterans Administration to provide a variety of configurations of the reader with or without either of the phone's screen readers. Please call Mike Hingson at 415-827-4084 with any questions. And here is an announcement from Luann Blake, who is working here at the National Center for the Blind and has been for a number of years. Learn how to plan and host a voter registration drive that will attract new members to your chapter and serve your local community by attending the How to Hold a Voter Registration Drive in Six Easy Steps seminar at the NFB National Convention on Tuesday, July 6, 2010, from 8:30 to 9:30 p.m. The seminar will describe the steps necessary to hold a voter registration drive for the blind members of your community and identify available resources. Consult your agenda for seminar location. For additional information, contact Luann Blake by email at lblake, L-B-L-A-K-E, at nfb.org, or by phone at 410-659-9314, extension 2221. Since the last presidential release, we have had a number of activities at our National Center. We have had the Kane event, which brought together a number of people to talk about our Imagination Fund and the work we do. We've had our Scholarship Committee meeting and the Balotin Award Committee meeting. We have also held the Jacobus Ten Broeck Law Symposium. This was put together by Luann Blake, and a very fine symposium it was. The Law Symposium talks about how we are trying to expand the coverage of law to include disenfranchised groups. Dr. Ten Broeck started this many years ago. He created the disability law concept, and that has been enormously helpful in bringing advantages to the blind. We've also had the New Jersey and Delaware LEAD programs here during one weekend, and Joe Ruffalo, of course, puts these together, but Lynn Majewski, our new president in Delaware, was a part of the planning for this, and she has been doing her best to bring life and excitement to our New Jersey affiliate, and it is a magnificent time that we're getting ready for our national convention after all these spring events. Mother's Day is coming. It'll be Sunday, and here are some jokes that fit into the Mother's Day theme. Can you predict the future from cards? My mother can. She takes one look at my report card and tells me what will happen when my father gets home. For a long time, a 6-year-old was telling the teacher about the baby brother or sister that was expected at his house. One day, his mother allowed the boy to feel the movements of the unborn child, and the 6-year-old was stunned but stopped telling the teacher. When she asked Tommy, "Whatever has become of that baby brother or sister you were expecting?" he burst into tears and confessed, "I think Mommy ate him." One more. One early morning, a lady went in to wake up her son, saying, "It's time for you to go to school." He said, "But I don't want to go to school. Give me 2 reasons why I should go to school." She replied, "Well, for one thing, you're 52 years old, and for another, you're the principal."
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.